The next application is 11,881 Alfred and Michelina Baldessari. Seek variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-25C, 115-182D, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Woodland Circle, across from Butternut Court in Angola by the Bay. The 911 address is 34004 Woodland Circle, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 18.05, parcel 87. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.8-foot variance from the side for the shed and a 10.5-foot variance from the front for the deck and the steps. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Cynthia Baker, 6 Waterside Drive, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay. Michelina Baldessari, 2421 West Derrick Drive, Wilmington, 19808.
And ma'am, are you planning on speaking as well?
Yes.
Okay, and can you state your name and address?
Gina Kajis, and I'm at 22440.
And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And just when you go up, you can state your name for the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Gina Kajis, and I'm Michelina's daughter. Okay. And my father is not feeling well tonight, so I'm speaking for them. They are requesting two variances, one for the shed and one for the deck. They are selling the property right now. They have a contract, and so that's why they're moving forward with this. For the shed, number one, the uniqueness of property. Their lot is somewhat small in Angola by the Bay, and at that time they thought the shed was in conformance. The shed is on a concrete pad. It does have electric, and it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to move at this time. It's been in that location for 30 plus or minus years. Not created by the applicant when they built the shed. They thought that they had met all or any setback guidelines and were compliant. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The shed has been at the location for 30 plus minus years, and no one has objected up to this point. And for the minimum variance, they're asking for 1.8 feet for the shed at this time. And for the criteria for the variance for their front deck, for the uniqueness of property, when they built the front deck in approximately 1982, they thought they were following all the setback requirements. Cannot otherwise be developed. The front deck is attached to the house and has been at this location and the size for about 34 years. It's functional. It's in good condition. Not created by the applicant. They were under the impression when they built the deck in 1982 that they met the setback guidelines and were compliant with Sussex County and Angola by the Bay. And will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The front deck has been at the location for around 34 years. No one has objected. The minimum variance, we do have a survey from Mike Cotton, dated October 25th, and they're asking for the variance to allow the front deck to be in compliance for the appropriate setbacks for Sussex County and Angola by the Bay guidelines.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we have any questions from members of the board. Mr. Mills, I'll start with you, please.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Are there COs for the shed and the deck?
I'd have to research to see if there were COs. There were permits for the additions and for, and there was a certificate of compliance for an addition at some point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Baker?
Based by that statement by our secretary, I probably believe that 30 years ago they didn't send in a request for an inspection. So with that mindset, and both of these things were put into in other words, in you were thinking they were in compliance at all times, correct? The shed and the porch. How did you come about having to appear here? Were you violation?
So they listed the property, and their real estate agent, Cindy Baker, walked the property and said we should get a survey to make sure that everything is in compliance, and that's when they realized that.
Okay, so when buying the property?
No, I'm the daughter. Okay. I'm just speaking for my mom. But they do have someone that wants to buy the property, yes.
And the bank said?
Everything's ready to go.
Okay, except for this variance. Okay,
yes, all right, sir.
I see how you're here now. Okay, you addressed the five criteria for granting a variance. Thank you. No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Horton?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Chipper?
Yeah, where's the edge of paving in relation to front property line? Is there a gap? Do you know? Does it abut up to the front property line?
I have the survey. I don't know.
I just didn't see it on the survey, so I didn't know if you knew.
I don't.
No complaints from neighbors, I presume?
No. I mean, not that I know of.
Does this have a septic system, or has it got?
So it had a septic in the rear yard, and Angola by the Bay is now on sewer now.
Would that septic system have precluded the shed from being pushed, you know, within the building envelope?
To that corner? I don't know.
Okay.
But I know that they can't put anything on top of the septic, I believe. That's how.
Yeah, and I guess my question was, if that septic, when the septic was in, would that have precluded the shed from being put in the rear yard? Maybe Ms. Baker could answer that.
Okay.
She seems to raise her hand.
Probably.
If you can step up to the mic. Can't record you.
Yes, very probably it would have affected the placement of the shed because the lots are so small and the drain fields have to fit in that lot or straddle into the common area. And there is not common area behind these where this particular location is.
Okay, thank you.
And the front deck is under 3 feet in height, which I think that they look at it a little more lenient.
You flew the American flag off of that deck, and I'm a patriot. That's very nice.
Any further questions?
No, I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Thank you.
Of course.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for granting a variance, all five, for both the shed and the porch. The lots are very small, 75. Uniqueness of the property, the lots are very small. They're 75 by, let's see here. 75 by, 100.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Can otherwise be developed. The shed was explained by the applicant to our counselor that asked the question that there probably was a septic system there, which you couldn't have moved it there, and that's the only place you could have put it. Not created by the applicant. When we built the shed, we thought we were in, you thought you were in compliance at that time, and there could have been a CO issued, and the secretary said she'd have to research that, and I don't think with the testimony that that's necessary. Well, not all of the essential character to the neighborhood. It's been there for 30 years and nobody's complained. Minimum variance for 1.8 tenths of a foot for the property line of the shed, and a 10.5 tenths of a foot for the deck and the steps. With that, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,881.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,881. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Upton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,881 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.